Radio.
What's going on, everybody? We are back. This is episode 216 of the Dark Windows podcast. My name is Kevin.
And you know my name's Kevin as well.
And we have a special guest with us this week. Aaron Bates, one of our Patreon members. And yeah, he's in studio because he lives 20 minutes from my house.
Not even, about 8.
Yeah, and I've also known him since he was in fucking diapers, so.
Almost yeah. Killed me twice.
Yeah. Should we tell that story or should we save that for Patreon?
Save it.
Okay, cool. So, I don't usually do this, but motherfucker, coasters. Jesus Christ, you animal.
Sorry.
So this week you rolled a crime as well?
Yeah, we double crime in it this time. I don't usually offer a content warning, but this one may not be for everybody, just as a heads up. And no, kids get hurt. I'm done with that shit. I don't fuck with that anymore. After the Howard Unruh bullshit where I sat here and almost cried while he was, you know, shooting kids off of fucking, you know, hobby horses, getting their hair cut and stuff. Yeah.
That was pretty fucked up.
Kind of over that, yeah. Yeah. He's a piece of shit. I'm glad he's dead. Yeah.
I don't talk about cults that deal with fucking kids stuff.
Which is pretty much like all of them almost. There's a bunch.
Listen, I've steered clear of...
Dude, and I heard another one that I'm like, I got to tell Kevin about this.
No.
Two words for you. Shovel, handle. As far as we're going with that. My God. Unfucking comfortable to listen to.
Shovel, handle.
Yeah.
Shovel,
handle. Yeah. I believe the guy's name is Michael Ryan. Let Them Fight did a great episode on him. Ugh. Anybody that hasn't checked that show out, we're not like affiliated with them or anything, but I talk to those guys a lot. Well, somewhat, and I love their fucking show because they're hilarious and they don't give a shit if you're offended by their humor or not.
Gonna
which is kind of great. Oh god it's so good. So anyway, ready?
Let's do this.
Armin Mivis was born in Essen, Germany, December 1st, 1961.
That's a made-up name.
You know what? You told me that I was going to know it.
Uh-huh, and you don't say a goddamn word.
I know nothing. No, seriously, I don't know him.
Oh, you do, though.
Not by that name.
From a show that I sent you, Monstro.
Oh,
he was the first series on there. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm. So... at this point in time, Germany was, you know, East Germany is like the quote-unquote good part of the country. Not the shitbag commie half, but, you know, everything also wasn't like Wiener Schnitzel and rainbows. It wasn't, you know, happy times.
Especially not on the eastern half. The western half was fine. Eastern half was a piece of shit because it was run by the fucking
commies. I meant to put this in as West Germany because that's where he was.
You would know this.
What are you talking about?
Fucking communist sympathizer.
Now you're trying to say I'm commie now? Listen, he says I'm a Nazi. Now you're saying I'm a commie.
Same difference.
I mean,
if one of us was going to show up at a communism, like a pro-communism rally, it'd be you.
You fucking know it.
Fair.
I can go from looking like the guy that would like, that makes IPA in my basement to the guy that would sell it at a fucking biker rally. Like, you know.
You still be the guy that's, you know, selling fucking weed out of the back of his place and
okay,
you know,
do
that now.
And making it.
You say that like it's a bad thing. It's legal here. Fuck it.
Might as well.
It beats going to the goddamn dispensary that you can't get into on a weekend because it's fucking packed.
Pretty soon there's gonna be two more.
Where in Rutland?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit. So Armin wasn't an only child. He had two half brothers from his mother's first marriage, but they were like substantially older than him. When he was born, they were like 10 or 15 years older than him, so they were still there. But he didn't grow up really having siblings. Like, he, you know, he played with them as a child, like a child.
Yeah.
And then eventually they would move out. But his mother, Waltrud, which is a fucking terrible name.
That is totally made up.
Like, W-A-L-T-R-U-D. Waltrude. I don't. Ugh.
Ew.
Yeah.
Waltrude.
Yeah, it's gross, isn't it?
That's weird. That's weird, but hey, it's Germany.
It's a yucky name. So she was like, I think the scientific term would be super controlling bitch for what she was.
That's very scientific.
So
of you.
Her name sounds like it would be.
Right. I get like Mama Gein vibes off of her, you know, like Ed Gein's mom, you know, where she was like very hands on, finger quotes, hands on and like controlling. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So they had a couple of houses because his father was a pretty successful businessman. So they had a house in Essen and then they had a house in Kassel. The house in Kassel is where he spent most of his time because that was like a 35 room mansion on like fucking acres of land. So he wasn't allowed to play outside really though, because his mother couldn't or wouldn't be able to keep an eye on him while he was outside. Uh-huh. And when he was outside, he was in like a fucking 20x20 fenced in area. Okay, where he could
kennel.
Play. Yeah, exactly.
Dog kennel.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't a lot of people around. He did have neighbors and a couple of, like, kids that lived down the road, but they weren't really, you know, he wasn't really allowed to hang out with them, and they didn't want to go there because his mom was weird, and so was he.
I mean, he sat in a dog kennel, so.
Basically. So I couldn't find his father's name, but Dad worked a lot.
We're going to make it up. It's going to be Heinrich.
Oh, no. You don't want to give him a name after anybody you're related to, because, you know.
I'm not related to a Heinrich.
I thought you were.
No.
Okay, let's just say Bill.
I have a Schubel.
Bill.
I have a Hendrick. I have, which is not, it's close to Heinrich, but not really. You know.
There's a Josef.
No,
and
Josef.
An Adolf.
Listen.
And another Adolf.
Hey.
And a Herman.
Not related.
Do we need to keep going?
Goring or Goebbels? Which one?
Not related.
No, you just called him uncle, though, because, you know, a friend of the family.
Yes. Duh. Hello.
So the family...
What else do you do?
Well, you know.
I mean, they come around all often, you know. Fuck it.
So, like, the family wasn't hurting for money because he worked so goddamn much. He was working, like, constantly.
You can't be hurting for money if we have a 35-bedroom house.
Yeah. As a second home.
As a second home.
Right.
I do that on the daily when I'm delivering, so.
What?
I go to those all the time.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous, isn't it?
I went to one today that was, they paid $600,000 cash, and it's their second home.
I mean, $600,000 up here gets you not much, though, anymore, because Vermont's so goddamn expensive to live in.
$6,000 fire pit outside.
Yeah, but they also moved up here from Connecticut.
No.
New Jersey. Massachusetts.
California.
Okay. Either or.
But yeah, no, it's like, I wish I had that kind of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. So he'd also take a lot of like really frequent trips for business. And this would make Armin's already mentally unstable mother think that he's cheating on her constantly because he's always busy. He's always at work. Blah, 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 you know, there's absolutely no proof that his father ever cheated on his mother. And Armin even said that, you know, as well as he knew his father, he knew that he wouldn't have done that because he actually loved his mother. He loved his wife. He wouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much a German blue collar.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe closer to white collar because he was doing a lot of, he was like a like businessman, you know, but still like, you know, taking care of his family and shit. So after kind of who knows how long of being emotionally abused in the relationship, in 1970, Dad goes out for a pack of Lederhosen and never comes back. Armin's 8 years old at this point in time.
So the equivalent these days to going out to get a gallon of milk.
I went out for a pack of cigarettes. Yeah. Yeah. I went out to get bratwurst and just fucking poof, gone.
I had the Wiener Schnitzel and poof, gone.
So Armin heard the car door shut, like just slam shut, and he was out back playing with one of the neighbor kids. And, you know, nobody ever slammed a car door, and he's like, what the fuck's going on? So he goes running around the side of the house just in time to see his father taken off down the road, and he chased him for, like, a good, like, couple hundred yards
Papa,
down the road.
Papa, come back! Papa!
Where are you going? Where are you going?
Papa, come back!
Take me with you!
I want a Wiener Schnitzel.
I don't want to live with this crazy bitch. So he never saw his father again after that for the rest of his life. Just his dad fucking... fucked off to, I don't know, wherever Germans go, Poland.
Austria.
They're not supposed to go to Poland anymore, but pretty sure they check you at the border.
Yeah.
Possibly. German ID, get the fuck out of here. We know what you're here for.
They don't go to France.
You goddamn spy. What's that?
Nothing.
Oh, go ahead. Go for it, man.
I'd say Ukraine, but no, that's Russian.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. The Russians were awful there in World War II, too. Yeah. It's their fault we had Andrei Chikatilo. You know that? Yeah. Yeah.
It happens.
Goddamn Stalin.
Anyway.
So with his dad gone and his mom being a crazy bitch, Armin kind of turns inward. He retreats into his own mind and creates his, you know, an imaginary younger brother that he called Frankie.
Ah.
Yeah. So him and Frankie went everywhere, and they kind of just roamed the entire tiny area where he was allowed. They build forts in some of the extra rooms in the house and just, you know, party and shit like that.
Where are you going? I'm going... Mama, I'm going to play with Frankie.
Mother. Who the fuck is Frankie? I'm going to kill him.
Don't worry about Frankie. He's my little brother.
What?
Was ist das?
What?
So, like, stuff like this happens pretty frequently with kids that have no one in their life that really gives a shit about them. They have no friends, you know. Overbearing parents that are overbearing, but also, you know, they don't really give a shit either.
Unless you join, you know, a certain specific cult, and then, you know, you can't have one of those, so.
But you have to hug people at the sandwich shop, though.
It's true.
Yeah.
And somebody else does, can beat your ass.
Oh, God, I'd love to. So he didn't have a father figure anymore, and he wasn't really allowed to make friends, so he just had to come up with his own. And his, Mama didn't much care for him, you know, having any kind of fun. And she'd made him do everything. She did nothing. So we're talking, he's cooking, he's cleaning, grocery shopping, everything. Kid's like fucking 9 years old.
So he's a male German Cinderella.
Yeah. Yeah. Except I don't know how you write that song.
I don't know.
His imaginary mice are all like these little tiny suits with black boots and stuff.
He loses one black boot, too.
They're on my Jew stomping shoes. So his mother rarely called him by his actual name. She'd call him a few different names, and they were all girls'
names.
Hey,
dickhead!
Oh, no. No, she called him by girls' names instead.
Boy named Sue?
Kinda.
Gretel, get your ass over here.
So she hated men, and she took everything out on our little fella, our little buddy Armin. So at the age of 10...
You have a penis. I don't like you.
Right. So, like I said, a lot of, like...
Snip, snip.
A lot of Mama Gein vibes here with this woman. At the age of 10, Armin discovers the book Robinson Crusoe.
Oh.
And there's some things in there that kind of start to trigger things in his brain. And then he decides that he's a little bit older. Mom's not paying attention. I'm going to sneak off into town and just wander around because I don't have any money to do anything. So he would just kind of stand for hours at a time outside of the butcher shop, just standing through the window at people, just watching the guy processing beef and stuff like that.
Creeper.
Yeah. And that continues to set things moving in his brain. So 1981, he turns 19 and he joins the West German Army and was assigned to the 52nd Armored Infantry Battalion and was stationed in Rautenburg. So he actually really enjoyed his time in the Army. He wanted this to be his full-time career. He wanted to be a military man until he could retire. Because he's around a bunch of dudes. He can talk to everybody. They're hanging out. But more importantly, for the first time in his life...
He's away from Mama.
He's away from Mom, and he has a control of not just himself, but he has control over other people because he has a little bit of a rank. So he has people that he can boss around for once, and this makes him feel good. So the other thing about his time in the Army that really kind of... This helped him control his urges and fantasies that are going on in his head. He did create a friendship with a woman. They ended up getting engaged, but it didn't work out. They never really hit it off romantically, but they did stay close friends for a while. So good for you. You friend-zoned yourself, you fucking bonehead. Yes. So one day he's in the barracks getting dressed. And he's talking to his bunkmate, and just kind of out of nowhere, he goes, "Do you think I may be gay?" And the guy's like,
"Khakis."
And his buddy's like, I don't know. Like, I think you have to figure that out on your own. And then I'm assuming he was just like, okay, and just like finished doing his tie and like fucking boogied. Like, goddamn, like, dude, I think Armin might be one of
fuck
them.
This shit on out.
He may be one of them, they're gays. But of course, like, Germany is like, they are totally. Worse. They're like, nah, they're gay. Who gives a fuck? You know, even back in the 80s, here they're like, gay? Oh,
get out of here.
You got the AIDS.
You got the AIDS? You got the gay?
How'd you catch gay? Did you ride a bus next to one of them? Did you share a water glass with him?
You contracted the gay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You could. You know, back in the 80s, you could catch gay.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, no, the only way.
I mean, Magic Johnson caught gay from having sex with all those women, and then he still has AIDS. So,
you know.
You got the money to live with AIDS forever. Why not?
True. Wait, he has HIV, doesn't he?
Same difference.
Fucking AIDS light.
Yeah.
I want to see the commercials for that. Exactly. That's like AIDS light. Right, exactly. Cracks a Bud Light like a fucking
cracks
lady.
Cracks a Bud Light like a white guy.
Holy shit, white guy in your 20s. Wow. What's your superpower? Driving a truck and shit? Yeah.
Crane.
Yeah. I'm a forklift certified. God damn it, I knew it.
Damn it, I am too.
Me too. I'm goddamn proud of that.
Fucking right.
See, where were we here? Holy Christ.
Talking about the gay.
Small tangent.
So they happen. So he became bored in the army and pulled a pretty common maneuver, and he starts drinking. A lot. Uh-huh. We're talking a lot for a German.
Oh, God.
That's a lot.
That's worse than an Irish.
That's like saying, yeah, I know he's fully Irish, but he drinks like a lot. Even for being Irish, he drinks a lot.
About the same, yeah.
That's a fucking lot. So one Christmas, he gets completely loaded and rams his Mercedes into a tree. When the police arrive, he's arrested and detained, and his license is suspended. Not for very long. It was only a few months. Gets his driving privileges back, and within a week of getting his license back, gets shithoused again and crashes the same fucking car again.
How does he...
So this was the last...
It's not a bit of high-speed chase.
I think it's like rural Germany, which is like here where we have a lot of single-car accidents because people are just fucking shithoused. Or they just get fucking drunk and run into a field or something.
Hey, we're the top one state for single car.
Yeah. Like Shelby,
you said that already once.
Yeah, like Shelby's stepdad, when he moved up here from New York City back in the 70s or whatever it was, said he had never heard of a single car accident until he moved to like upstate New York.
Ah, shit.
Because he was from like the Bronx, where anytime there's a car accident, it's
there's
a fucking
at least two
heap
or
of them.
Like seven.
Right. And then he starts asking like, how the hell is there a single car accident? And they're like, oh, you get drunk, you hit a deer, you go off the road and hit a tree or something because you're drunk.
I say, shit, being on the fire department, we get that all the time.
Exactly. And you get to go fucking haul their dumb asses out.
Yeah. And you know that when you smell the booze.
Exactly.
Before you get out of the truck.
Yeah. You can smell the booze from like
the station.
Fucking three vehicles, like two car lengths back. Yeah.
I smell a drunk.
The wind picks up and you're like, scotch. With Diet Coke? Yep.
Yeah,
nailed it.
There's a beer chaser in there, too.
Ooh,
somewhere.
You don't mix the two.
No.
Oof.
He mixed it.
Yeah, but he mixed it. That's why he wrecked.
Yeah, for sure.
So after the second wreck, he's disciplined by the army. He was demoted. And in 1993, he would leave the army and return to his childhood home in Kassel to take care of his aging mother.
With mommy?
Yeah, go back to Muzza. So he became a computer engineer, where he would do programming, shit like that for, banks and other large scale businesses. So he's designing their software to do all of this stuff in the early 90s. So he was probably rolling in money.
Mm-hmm.
So he did all that during the day, and then he came home to, I'm assuming, his still asshole mother at night to take care of her. Then after the wall comes down in 1989, Germany is completely reunited.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear that wall, bring that wall down.
Reunited like Germany should.
I remember when they fucking were smashing the fuck out of that wall.
Dude, you were 17 years old. I hope you remembered it.
Shut up, dickhead.
I'll say 21. He could legally drink over here.
Jesus Christ. So
old motherfucker.
Ha, 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 ha.
We had to record early so he could go to bed.
Exactly.
He just got done with his AARP dinner.
Oh, no, I was going to say, he just got done with his meeting. He already had dinner at 4:30, so.
He gets his senior coffee at McDonald's every morning, you know. It's free, why not? Fuck it.
You know? Yeah, I would.
Congratulations, you made it. Have a free coffee.
Burnt coffee.
Oh, it's fucking nasty. So, the next big thing that happened in Germany...
I don't see a downside to a free coffee. Free anything. I mean, honestly.
Do you have your compression socks on, though?
Not right now.
No.
Okay. You got to put them on before you go to sleep, though.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's for your circulation.
If not, he has to get them on in the morning before he dies.
It's yeah. True.
Well, you got to put them on at night because you can't put them on in the morning because your legs are bloated.
That's true.
Gathering water
well,
and
no,
whatnot.
You don't wear them at night because, you know.
Well, you want to wear
well,
them
Well, that's
at
when
night.
You wear them because you're less active.
Listen.
So you know,
poof.
Exactly. If not, you're gonna your legs are gonna split like boiled hot dogs.
Trust me, my daddy does.
All right.
Anyway,
so obviously the wall coming down is a pretty big thing in Germany. The next real big thing that happened in his life may have been one of the worst thing that could have happened for other people. In the mid '90s, like you know, 94, 95,
his mother dies.
Armin gets access to the internet at home.
Oh.
Oh, so he watches porn now.
Oh, yeah. What else do you do with the internet? I didn't know you could do anything else. Like, I upload the show, and, like, I got my phone in a free hand, so,
well, I mean,
you know.
Might as well.
Exactly. I don't even know, how to access my fucking email anymore.
No, I don't need to.
Destroyed my brain.
But I got really one strong arm.
Oh, the wrist.
Yeah.
Hump. So the internet was a place where Armin could really start to flesh out his fantasies and start making them a reality.
He's one of those goddamn chat rooms.
Uh-huh.
AOL.com chat rooms.
A little bit darker than AOL.com. This isn't like an ASL kind of site.
Chat room.
Oh, even darker than that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's not just like randomly like flipping screens and having some dude jerking off at you.
Grindr?
No. Oh, no.
They didn't have Grindr then.
No.
Well, they didn't have chat roulette either.
True. So... he could connect with other people that shared these fantasies. This is like the early mid-90s.
Okay.
So he starts making websites in which he could display some artwork that he was coming up with. Mm. He'd make these little itty-bitty human bodies out of marzipan and scraps of meat. And then he'd slice them open to make them look like tiny dissected human bodies. So he would then take photos of them. And with some primitive version of Photoshop, he would add heads to them to make them look even more realistic. And he would post these pictures to all these different websites that were centered around the topic of cannibalism.
Oh.
Yeah. We don't do a lot of cannibalism on here. No. And it's not intentional. It's just we don't do a lot of it. So on On September 2nd, 1999, he arrives home from his office, and he finds dear old mom slumped half out of her bed, dead as shit. She had had a heart attack while he was at work and passed sometime earlier in the day.
That sucks.
Might as well eat her.
Yeah, well, this is the moment where he really starts getting his little Ed, you know, he's starting to get his real Ed Gein-y moment here, because it's time to get weird. Mom's dead. Within 2 months of her dying, everything in the house that was related to her is gone. Scrubbed like she had never fucking existed. So he kind of goes, reverse Ed Gein.
Yeah.
He's like, Ed Gein, reverse card.
Yeah.
Draw four, bitch.
Uh-huh.
But there's... yes. There's
wild.
Boom. Yeah.
Uno.
Change color. There's another serial killer that we're about to... That's going on... previous to this, that's going to kind of be very similar to what we're about to do. So now the house is just his, and he can start really focusing on his fantasy of killing, processing, and eating another person. He's got the room. He's got all these extra rooms.
He's got
space.
He's got 35 of them.
Exactly. He's got space for his computer and all of his setup. And the privacy of the home where there's really not a lot of people around. There's a couple other houses within eyeshot of it, but people aren't nosy. You know, it's Germany. They're very, you know.
And now that he's back, they're like, oh man, dog kennel guy's back.
Fucking dog kid's back. No, they're very like, you mind your business, I'll mind mine kind of. It's not like here where your fucking neighbors are like looking at you through the windows at night.
So you pull in, they'll be like, oh, you park crooked. You must have been drunk.
Yeah.
I bet they still do that over there. I bet you they're like, but they're like, you know, like looking through the blinds, fucking like, or their curtains are wide open, looking at you like, the fuck are you doing?
Or you happen to go to like East Calais and there's nobody there, and everybody opens their door to look out because there's a truck driving by that they don't recognize. When I worked for Orkin, man, every single fucking road I'd drive down, a door would open. Huh?
Well, yeah, they don't.
He seemed like scratch your head. Like, who's that?
They don't know what the sound of a vehicle is.
Yeah, they don't have fucking. They don't have heat there, dude. Like, they film Beetlejuice like East Calais. They film Beetlejuice there and then just fucking evacuated the town. So the first time he really dips his toes was when he gets into a chat room called Cannibal Cafe, which at the very top of the page it says very clearly. This is a fantasy/role-playing chat room. If you have a hard time separating fantasy from reality, you should not enter this site. Hmm. So, just like most people, Armin just...
They had a disclaimer.
Yeah, but, you know, like most people, Armin just skips to the bottom and clicks, I agree.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
It's like when you get an update for fucking, you know, you Google or something. You're like, I ain't reading all this bullshit. I agree. And even though it was just a fucking sentence at the top of it and like different color than the background, that's very easy to see.
Would,
he's like,
why would you read that?
Yeah, right. Fuck it. Warnings.
Get to the bottom.
So,
he's like, he's shaking his head. I will not take this serious. Or
one of those things that says, you already see the, I agree, I disagree, but it's in gray until you get to the bottom and then it lights up.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, okay, we're good.
I like to think he's like, I don't have a hard time separating fantasy from reality. Right, Frankie? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, he agrees. Somebody sitting there is just like,
who the fuck is that?
Huh? This motherfucker is talking to himself.
Frankie, I know we want to eat people, but we have to pretend like we can't.
Put your dick away. Chill.
Shut up.
Put your heart on away.
So he would post in the chat room under a couple of different names, one being Anthrophagus, which is the Greek word for to eat human flesh.
Uh-huh.
But more frequently, he would use Frankie because, you know.
Wow.
Poor Frankie. Did Frankie give his consent?
Well, not really, because like after a while, he started to like when he started thinking he may be gay when he was a kid, he started fantasizing about Frankie. So he wanted to fuck his imaginary brother.
Say, this is a lot of Alabama shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is like fucking Arkansas of Europe all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And you got a pretty smile, boy.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to fuck your imaginary teeth.
Goddamn Southerners.
Uh-huh.
Squeal. I love them.
They're fine. So you had a couple of guys return messages, and they would agree to meet with him in hotel rooms. And when they would meet up, they would role play the whole, hey, look, I'm a spooky cannibal. And then, like, I just want to fuck kind of thing. And they would pretend to kill and eat each other. And then they would politely decline to actually be killed and eaten. And then they would fuck. And then they would leave separately.
So Grindr.
Yeah, kind of.
But he's like, you know, I really would like to just fuck them and eat them.
Right.
You know, or eat them or fuck them.
Think about it like this. And you had guys like Jeffrey Dahmer. Who, like, that's why he made dead people, is so he could fuck them. Because if they were still alive, they weren't allowed to move. He'd be like, that's why he was drugging dudes.
He was trying to make a zombie.
But that's why he was drugging dudes and fucking their butts in the bathhouses. Because they're unconscious, they can't move unless he moves them. And that's what he wanted. He didn't want any kind of, I don't know.
Resistance.
Yeah.
Well, or the...
Or not even resistance. Like, he just didn't want any reaction from the other person or anything, you know?
Well, he wanted them pretty much dead.
Exactly.
He didn't want them to, you know, go away because...
Well, that was after the beer really set in with him. It's like, I can't let you go, though.
The nice Budweiser.
Yeah. I got this cool Milwaukee drill. Weep, weep, weep. I had a Ryobi, and I realized this is a piece of shit. I need to get some better quality tools if I'm going to really hone in my craft.
I'm just going to
try Makita, then you realize that
Makita batteries are bad.
I'm going to put a I'm just going to take this little thing here. I'm going to put a hole in your head. Don't worry about
My
it.
My dad was a Porter cable guy. Fuck that guy. He doesn't know what he's talking
then
about.
Then he had Snap-on, realized that he's paying way too much.
Oh, yeah, dude. He was the one getting fucked when he got the Snap-on tools.
Trust me. I know. I've been there, done that.
Oh, dude.
Got the shirt wrong size.
Have you seen the trucks? Like, you look at the stairs?
Oh, yeah.
They've got the top stair. It says, after this one, it's consensual.
Yep. Yeah, I know that. My ass hurts.
Yeah, dude. The rape truck rolls into work once a week on Fridays. And guys are like, oh, man, Snap-on's here. And then they come back and they got all this shit and they're like,
well, oh, I got a free hat.
Yeah, I got a sweatshirt. Like, yeah, but you just spent $700 on a ratchet.
$50,000 freaking hat.
Yeah. I worked with a dude. He's no longer there. I'm not fucking kidding. He had a $170,000 toolbox. Not counting the tools inside it. The toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
It had every motherfucking attachment that Snap-on sells for a toolbox.
Yep.
This thing was like 12 feet high. He had to get a ladder to get into the top of it.
Jesus fuck.
Uh-huh.
It had
a fucking refrigerator in one of the cupboards, dude.
Holy shit.
A Snap-on refrigerator, of course, because it has to match.
When I was at the state, I bought a rolling cart.
Uh-huh.
I bought that for $1,200. Yeah, cool. Yeah, that hurt. I've got a half-inch impact. That was $700.
Yeah. And people think heroin dealers are the most dangerous
people
on the
street. Snap-on.
No, it's this fucking asshole in his white truck.
Man, when's that Snap-on guy getting here? I'm itching. Yeah. I could. Oh, my God.
Then the Matco guy shows up, and it kind of scratches the itch, but not enough, you know?
Well, Matco's a lot cheaper, but it's better tools.
That's true. But they're harder to find, because the Matco guy is like he's like a fucking unicorn. He just pops up once in a while, and you're like, It's like being a grown-up, like being an adult, and driving along through town, and all of a sudden, you hear fucking ice cream truck bells, and you're like, wait, what? They still have those?
Yeah. It's like you hear, it's like a squirrel.
Squirrel!
Well, I almost went off the road the other day. I was up north.
Except goddamn cost you a lot of money.
I was up in Middlebury, and I saw the Matco truck, and I almost went off the road. I'm like,
holy shit! Yeah. Or a Mac truck, like the Mac tools. Oh, that's even fucking rare.
Anyway.
I see Matco more than I do Mac.
Yeah, Mac's very not around here often.
The last time we had a Mac truck was after Irene, and the Mac truck, or maybe it was Matco. One of those two got washed up in Irene.
I think it was the Matco truck.
I'll say his tools went scattered through the killing.
And that will get a little closer. And that will put your ass out of business because you own those until you sell them.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
fucked.
The fucking Schwann's truck. You own everything on your truck until you sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, enough of that bullshit.
The Schwann's.
Because
nobody listening to this, other than the three of us, knows what a fucking Schwann's truck is. Maybe one other dude.
They make damn good chicken nuggets.
I bet Jesse knows because he's from here originally.
They might.
So he might.
They might like you. They might. Schwann's might.
Dude, my grandma.
You know, when across the pond, they don't know that fucking shit. No. So.
My grandmother used to get the sleeves of those little ice cream cups.
Ben won't know it.
I don't know Ben, but.
See, we have this cool thing here, Ben. It's called ice cream.
Yeah.
I know you guys haven't figured that out.
I know.
They're still stuck on the tea.
Yeah. The fucking Polish figured out how to freeze milk, and you guys don't get it. Like, Jesus.
I love you, Ben. You don't know me yet, but.
There'll be some comeback about fucking.
Either him or Danny will be like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
And I'll just be like, American flag, eagle noise, middle fingers. You know.
And then he's going to let me know that I pissed you guys off. And,
we've got free healthcare. I don't give a fuck.
1776.
I got guns, bitch. Fuck your healthcare.
Yeah.
I can get healthcare if I need it.
Exactly.
Chick-chick. Rack slide.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We're going down a rabbit hole here.
So he would post the following. This was his big one. This is the one that actually, like, he baits the hook and just kind of like, bloop, out into the water. This is the one he gets bites on.
With a bobber.
Right.
He's waiting on the bobber.
Right. Should I do the accent or no?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay. I search for a young boy between 18 and 25 years of age. Must have a normal body. No, you can't have three fucking arms, apparently. I will butcher you and eat your horny flesh. Yes, horny flesh. Not sure what the fuck that means, but it is translated from German, so there's probably an error in there.
They're just weird.
Yes, they are very weird.
I mean,
have you ever seen Rammstein videos?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, great music. Their videos are a little odd.
It's probably like bony. Probably means like bony flesh.
No, he said horny flesh, dude. Like
horny.
Like hot. Just, maybe. I'm going to suck on it flesh.
Maybe the horny flesh, the hard one?
Maybe. Possibly, dude. So. Yeah, so actually, yeah, I kind of read that last paragraph before this, but that's okay. Yeah. So we get the point where, you know, then they'd meet up in the hotel rooms and they'd play their little games.
They do the fucking.
And they just...
they do the mac and cheese.
Yeah. That's more like a slow clap with balls.
Yeah. Well, no, they are.
You know.
I don't. Yeah, I wouldn't know. I mean, honestly.
So.
It's true.
It's just, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess. Against asshole, I mean.
I could get that.
Then it's over.
I mean, you just, yeah, it's literally, it's hand against hand. I mean, just clap, you'll figure it.
Unless you get in there real deep and it's.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably more what it sounded like. And then there's just like, ah! Pain. Pain
sounds
yells.
Like your balls are hurting.
Dude, I don't know. I never fucked deep. A dude, so I couldn't tell
no,
you.
I couldn't tell you.
I have no plans to. Not if no. anybody wants to. I don't care.
I mean, no.
It's not my thing.
No.
I don't like body hair that much, and I know what comes out of my ass.
No, and you got a lot
so,
of
so, yeah. Nobody else needs to deal with that other than me. You know?
Say, I'm just looking at your face right now, and there's a lot
I got hair from the top of my head to the top of my feet, buddy.
Yep.
Like
I feel bad for your wife.
Oh. So, you know, obviously, yeah, okay, so...
anyway.
So, just when Armin is really starting to get down to the dumps and feeling like he's never going to find, you know, his... the one, his computer pings. So, on March 6, 2001, he gets a message from a user named Kador99, who was all about being butchered.
Oh, yeah.
His real name was Bernd Brandis, and he was a 39-year-old engineer for...
What?
What?
His name was what?
Bernd Brandis.
Wow.
B-E-R-N-D.
That wasn't his real name.
It was. I'm assuming it was probably short for like Bernard or something like that. Mm. I would assume.
Like Bernie?
Well, they don't do Bernie in fucking...
Or Bernard.
Yeah, it's probably short for that.
Where's Bernd?
Yeah. But he was an engineer for the Siemens company,
I mean,
which
it is German.
Siemens, huh?
Yeah, but you know the
I
one that
Siemens.
Fuck, I don't remember who they are. If it's a bank or something like that, but he was a software engineer for it.
Oh, yeah.
Siemens.
No,
yeah,
they,
no, they're a technology company.
Okay,
yeah,
they make security. They make fire alarm systems and all that stuff. They're kind of like the Honeywell,
Nazi Honeywell.
Yeah.
Not even. No, they're not even Nazi.
German. Honeywell.
No.
Honeywell's not German. They're American.
No shit, dumbass. That's Siemens. Why I said German Honeywell.
Siemens?
Siemens isn't even Honeywell. Or German. Wow.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know where they're from.
I don't know.
I don't know, but they're fucking smart motherfuckers.
Listen, I didn't do that much research into that part of it, but
I don't think
we're about to get into where I did do a lot of research.
I'll say I'm waiting.
Oh, God. So, you know, there's a pretty good chance that, like, under different circumstances, these guys could have hit it off and started a friendship or even a relationship that could have worked. They're around the same age. They do similar shit for work. They had a lot in common. But the only thing that really mattered is that one of them had something that the other one wanted and vice versa. So the first message that Bernd would send Armin was titled Dinner. And it goes a little something like this. I offer to let myself be eaten alive. No slaughter, but eating. Therefore, whomever wants to do it needs to be a genuine victim. So he's basically going, okay, so you want a willing participant. Here I is.
Just don't kill me. Just eat me alive.
Yeah. He wanted to be eaten alive until he died. He wanted to die from pain.
Holy fuck, man. This is like ringing a bell. Ah. Like I heard about this on the fucking news. Yes. So I think I've heard of this guy. Because I heard about this particular one where it's like, yeah,
you may have heard about it. You probably didn't get all the
Shit, because they're not going to fucking tell it on the news.
Oh, boy.
So-and-so was arrested.
Wait till I get to talk about this dude's lawyer and how he is dressed during his interview. My God. I didn't know they let Canadians practice law in fucking Germany.
He had a plaid jacket on?
Dude, no. Okay. He has a dark blue sports coat with a black tie and fucking blue jeans.
Fuck yeah.
At his desk, and
I'm
like...
Did he have a shot of maple syrup with him?
No.
Fuck.
No, he's like super German, but he's just dressed like a Canadian. I'm like, God damn, dude, okay.
Hey.
All right. I see what you're doing here.
I'm a boot.
So the real deal sealer is the line that Armin hits Bernd with here. Quote, after you're dead, I'll take you out and expertly carve you up. except for a pair of knees and some fleshy trash, skin, cartilage, tendons. There won't be much left of you. I'll dry out your knees and grind them up soon after to use as maybe flour. You won't be the last, hopefully. I've already considered taking a young person from the streets. So, and no, I didn't contact a German to do these like I did with the Scottish shit that we did a couple weeks ago.
This was all me, man.
If you couldn't tell how smooth that was
good.
I'm semi-fluent in a German accent.
I would say the Scottish one, I mean, that was good.
I was dog shit with Scottish, dude, but yeah. Because, I mean, I was technically trying to do Scottish with a Scottish accent, but being with an English accent, so it doesn't work well. You know, but he did all right, I guess.
He did good with the German.
So these fucking freaks just keep exchanging these romantic little messages, you know, whispering sweet nothings into each other's ear through the internet. You know, they're talking about, you know, the best way to process him and other parts that could be used afterwards. And Byrne goes, hey, you could even use my skull as an ashtray. Because every fucking German that's ever existed smoked cigarettes. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah.
Same with the French. But they don't get told it's bad for you, you know?
It's part of what you need to do.
I miss smoking cigarettes. Anyway.
I do not.
I loved them.
I was a dying walrus when I was
smoking. I could go down to the store right now and get a pack of Camel Menthol Lights and not even feel bad about it.
No.
With a little crushed beet in them, just
snap them.
That. Oh, shit.
Oh, no, I'd do that, but I would literally sound like a dying walrus. I don't know why. God. I could smoke cigars and weed all day long.
I never had a fucking asthma attack when I was smoking cigarettes.
No, cigarettes, nothing. But cigars and weed, all day long.
Oh, man.
Cigarettes, dead.
So let's talk about Byrne here for a second. I mentioned before, 39-year-old engineer, blah, blah, blah. Also goes to the Cannibal Cafe chat room pretty frequently. Byrne had been through quite a bit in his life. When he was like 5 or 6, his mother died in a car crash. It was never really made official by the police report, but pretty much everything in the report, you know, angle, speed, what she hit, kind of points to it being a suicide.
Why were you wearing a helmet at the time of the crash?
Right. Why did you tie a fucking rope to a tree and then your neck and then drive away? So this fucked him and his dad up. And this is kind of where he starts to develop this whole sadomasochistic personality trait where he likes being in pain. Like a lot. Like makes him hard being in pain kind of thing. Which is a little weird. Not gonna lie. You do you. But, you know. And the real thing that kind of fucking nailed it down was when he was in his early 20s, came out to his father, and his father, being super fucking conservative, was like, I have no son, and just never spoke to him again after that. Like, his father, spoiler alert, his father didn't go to his funeral because his gay son died. Huh. Didn't go to any fucking, like, not that there was a funeral, but didn't go to any memorial service or anything like that when he found out. Nothing.
Wow.
Just fucking, no, I ain't got no kids. What are you talking about? Single, ready to mingle. My wife's dead. No kids. Great.
My kid didn't die. Exactly. My kid died a long time ago.
My kid didn't die because I don't have any kids.
Yeah.
No.
So Byrne would agree to meet with Mivis on March 9th, 2001. Sold a few personal items just to get some extra cash before going. Told his boyfriend that he was going to be going on a business trip. He'd be back in, you know, he's going to be gone for a few days. Didn't tell him where he was going. Did what every bro should do for another bro after they die. Wiped his hard drive. Cleaned out any trace of anything that he was up to. Any idea of where he was going and what he was planning to do.
I hope you guys do that for me.
Right? Just fucking throw my phone into the sun.
Everything.
You know, like I said on Facebook, my FBI agent is probably just sitting there scratching his head and going, what the fuck is going on here?
Right now,
I can't fly anywhere. I've come to terms with this. Between that and some other questionable websites I've been to for other research purposes, I don't think so. White supremacist, you're staying on the ground. After all of this is going on, he buys a one-way ticket to Castle, where Armand would meet up with him at the train station. when the two met, they didn't really exchange anything more than pleasantries. Like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. I'm, you know, whatever. Then they make their way back to Armin's car. And on their way to his house, apparently Brand is just fucking grabbing his hog. Just touching his dank all over the place, you know, trying to get him fired up. Didn't really do much for Armin, apparently. Because he was like, cool, great, awesome.
Limp as fuck.
It just... It was almost more of a chore. The whole sex thing for him was just like, all right, fuck, and just, all right, good. Okay, good. We're done then, right?
You blow your load. Come on.
Exactly. I've got shit to do.
Right, I'm going to eat you now. And not in a good
way. Oh, God. So they get back there, and Armin goes into the kitchen, makes a couple cups of coffee, and comes back. And Brand is now completely nude in the dining room. And he says, I want you to admire your meal. Gross. First of all, it's a naked dude. Like, I'm not into that, like we've stated before. And also, not gonna eat anybody intentionally. Like, if I had something, I'm like, this tastes like pork, but a little weird. And like, ha, you ate a person. To be like, okay, cool. A1 next time. You know, pepper, both sides, sear it, finish it in the oven. Perfect. Gordon Ramsay would have an opinion on that, I think.
Possibly.
So the pair went upstairs, and they drank their coffee on the bed, and they quote-unquote made small talk, which I'm pretty sure is code for they fucking on the bed. And then Byrne goes down, you know, Byrne is like, okay, let's get down to business here. Brandis is completely disappointed with the sex and goes, you know what, just take me back, I'm just going to go home. You choke like a bitch, my boyfriend's got way stronger hands than you. He turns into Cheryl from Archer. So he drives him back to the station. When they get there, Armin convinces him, hey, let me try again, I've got another idea. So on the way back, they stop at a pharmacist, chemist, whatever the fuck they call it, and Armin buys a shitload of sleeping pills and a bottle of whatever passes for NyQuil in Germany. They get back. What's that?
Eight ball.
What?
Cocaine.
That's cocaine and heroin is an eight ball. No, it's a speedball.
Cocaine's an eight ball.
Well, yeah, that's like the size of it, yeah. Yeah. God, I wish I tried cocaine.
That's literally the name of, that's the, you know,
is an eight ball. I almost wonder if it's too late, you know? Am I too old to try it?
Yeah, you got a kid now.
I don't know. I mean, just once, whatever.
You'll go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. I have an addictive personality. I've been there before.
You might steer clear. Anyway.
So they get back, and he hands Burned the bottle of pills and the NyQuil, and he goes, here you go, buddy. So what are you doing? And he goes, now I know how to do this. Because at the time, Burned was like, maybe I shouldn't be conscious for this if you're going to kill me and eat me. And then he takes all these pills, and he fucking washes them down with NyQuil and peach schnapps. Which makes my throat feel fuzzy just saying peach schnapps. Ugh.
Yuck.
That alone makes me feel queasy.
Right. So about 20 minutes after he takes all this shit, he changes his mind. Because, no. I got to be awake for this. So keep in mind, the only side of this story is what we have from Armin.
Well, because fucking the other guy's dead.
Right.
That and he's drugged up to the point where it just be like, right. All right, you're riding the lightning now, motherfucker.
And, oh, before I forget, this entire thing was being filmed.
Ah.
Okay. Before you even bother, I spent fucking hours trying to find this goddamn footage.
Did you find it?
It does not exist on the internet. The only people that have ever seen this are Armin, the police, and the jury and prosecutors saw about 20 minutes of it. They didn't get to watch the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Because the judge, who had also seen it, decided, nah, we don't need to show everybody all of this. This is bad. So, this is where, if you are a man, you may get a little queasy. So, after realizing, I want to be awake for this, I need this to happen now, Brandis stands up and he gets himself just good and hard, and he looks at Armin and he goes, bite it off. Bite it off. So, Armin gets as much of Brandis as he could in his mouth, and he bit down. real fucking hard. He then starts sawing back and forth with his teeth, trying to bite through his penis. Now, anyone who's familiar with a penis knows that it's not the kind of appendage that can just be bit off.
No.
It'd be like trying to bite a finger off. We're designed to not have that happen. We're, yeah, it's just a squishy bit, but there's a lot of stuff in there that makes it really hard to bite through, including your skin. Your skin is not easy to bite through.
You know what? They say that it's equivalent to biting a carrot, but your mentality says you cannot.
Yeah, it's like you can't bite your own finger off.
No.
Somebody else could, sure. They could bite a fucking, you know, a joint of your finger off.
Oh, yeah.
You can't. Your brain won't let you.
Yeah.
Your penis? I don't think anyone could bite your penis off.
Armin's brain let him try to bite this guy's penis off.
Yeah.
Again, realizes this is incredibly hard, you know, to do. So with that failed, Armin has just a light bulb off over his head, and he goes, hold on, I'll be right back. Runs down to the kitchen and comes back with a knife.
Ah.
Which, from what I saw about the knife, it looked to be an over-glorified, possibly sharp butter knife kind of thing.
Okay.
Like a very, very rounded blade with, like, itty-bitty serrations in it. Not the kind of thing. More for spreading butter, you know?
Not for chopping meat.
So not a fillet knife?
No.
Huh.
So, he returns to the room, and he shows burned the knife, and apparently this got burned, like, super excited, and he just smiles and nods a bunch. He's like, yeah, yeah. So, he then lays the blade across Burn's member, and then this is where he gets, like, real fucking cranked up, and he goes, cut it off! Cut it off! Obviously in German. And Armin just starts sawing and slicing back and forth, but this knife is not sharp enough. So now, Armin's getting frustrated. Brand is pissed off because his cock is still attached, and he is not in nearly enough pain to be happy. So, Armin goes back to the kitchen.
He's bleeding like a motherfucker.
Not really. Not really. He's barely through the skin. It's just kind of raw more than anything.
It's a paper cut.
Yeah. I would... Like, the equivalent of, like, a good, solid Indian sunburn where it's, like, it almost breaks the skin, but it doesn't. So he then returns with a real good, sharp chef's knife.
Uh-huh.
Does the same thing, lays the sharp edge against his gentleman, and then just fucking pushes the tip down into the table and just rolls the knife across it and cuts it right off. One smooth, gone.
I got the chills.
Right? Oh, God, it's not over yet.
Oh, I know.
There is an interview on YouTube that I can actually throw on. I'll throw a link here for it. You can hear, obviously it's translated from German to English, but just his facial expressions and his body language, he's very matter-of-fact about it. He's like, yeah, I cut his dick off. Well, wasn't a big deal. He wanted it, I wanted it, everybody's happy.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like consensual.
I cut a dick off. Well, whatever. It was nothing for me, you know.
Exactly.
It's not like if one of us was just like, I fucking cut somebody's dick off, because that's you don't sleep ever again after that, you know. Or I got my dick cut off. That's a fucking life changer. Of course, I would never have that conversation with anybody because I would immediately just fucking launch my tonsils through the top of my head.
I might end my life on that.
Yeah.
Bob it.
Be like, nope.
I'm gonna make out with a pistol.
Control Alt Delete.
Good old Lorena Bobbitt.
Fuck her. Oof. Dude, he got his dick reattached and did porn after that.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That was weird.
Shit.
Yeah. So as Burned is standing there, he's screaming, clearly. From what people have said that saw it, sounded like it was a mix of happy and pain that he's screaming
people
in.
People were around?
No, people that had watched the video.
Oh, I would say, damn.
So he's now standing there with blood shooting from the stump where his penis once was, and he told Armin to slice it in half because they need to share it. And to slice it in half and share it the correct way, you can't go horizontal.
You got to go
down the street.
Well, of course.
So he then started at the head and sliced it in half lengthwise. I couldn't tell you.
You're crissing your leg.
Couldn't
right now.
Tell you how many times while I was watching that interview and the other documentary that I watched, I just went, oh, I just like pressed my knees together to protect it. And I'm like, no, I'll never do that to you, buddy. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
So he then takes the two cuts of tenderloin to the kitchen. He starts a pot boiling with some water, gets a metal bowl down out of the cupboard, fills it with ice, starts, tosses the meat into the boiling water for 20 to 30 seconds, he said. Take it out, throw it in the ice water, blanching process complete. Why would you blanch meat, Kevin? Well, let me tell you. It's used to kill harmful bacteria and viruses that are present in raw meats. A lot of places will blanch meat before they cook it, just to kill anything that might be in
it.
It
gets your taste out of it, though.
What's that?
It gets the taste out of it.
Not necessarily. Because, as fucked up as this guy is, I will give him credit, he seasoned it. Okay?
Okay.
He rolled the two pieces around in some salt and pepper and some garlic powder.
S&P is a choice for me.
Exactly. Grill marks, bud. Yeah, the only thing that could be worse, okay, is if he didn't cut it in half, and he brought it downstairs, and he threw it in boiling water, and forgot about it, and it split like a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Just and with the seat. Oh, God. Oh, you imagine? Yeah. Just picture your own dick, but split like an over-grilled hot dog, and then try to fall asleep. This was fucking traumatizing for me. Now you guys have to deal with it, too. Okay. So, he said that the meat cooked so fast in the pan because it was so fresh that he actually overcooked it and burned it.
Well, there's no fat to it. It's all muscle.
Exactly. And being so fresh and having a lot of a high fluid content because it's got blood and fucking water in it, it just sizzled and bam. It was like fucking overcooked bacon. Okay.
You don't like over. I don't.
I like my bacon crunchy. If I can bend bacon in half and not and it doesn't snap, I'm not eating
chewy bacon all day long.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking animal.
Yeah, that's the best.
No, if I can take bacon and bend it and it doesn't snap, I'm not eating it.
Nah.
I just like bacon. I don't care if it's chewy or crispy. I will eat it.
So he
just add bacon.
Oh God.
Just add bacon.
He brings it back upstairs so they could both try it.
I don't really think it's great, but you know, whatever. You try it.
Burned was
eat your dick.
Yeah. So Burned was disappointed because he couldn't really eat it because it was still really chewy and overcooked and burnt tasting. And he's also losing blood at this point in time, so he doesn't necessarily have the
energy
to like just like fucking gnaw through a giant chunk of gristle with a dickhead at the end of it. So this might be one of the more disturbing parts of it. Deciding that neither one of them were going to eat it, Armin just kind of grabbed the knife that he had already done the deed with, and he just chopped it up into smaller pieces and took it downstairs and just gave it to his dog. Here you go, bud. You know, I made you a treat.
It's penis schnitzel.
Oh, it's penis schnitzel.
Wiener schnitzel.
Ugh. So he then, you know, they're talking a little bit more, and Brandis tells him, "I'm getting cold." So Armin sits.
You're going into shock.
Right. So Armin sits him down, goes and runs him a nice hot bath, gets him into the tub, lets him soak, marinate, whatever you want to call it. He then returns to his bed, still naked, other than his fucking leather butcher's apron.
Uh-huh.
And picks up a goddamn Star Trek book off his nightstand and just starts reading.
Star Trek was around then?
Yeah.
This is the 90s, dude.
90s?
Star Trek was around in the fucking 70s. My grandmother watched.
You said this was like mid to early
90s. Dude, Star Trek was on TV in like 1975.
Well, it was in Star Trek
in
1900s. Okay. Star Trek was around in like 1950s, 60s.
Yeah. It's been around a while.
Jesus.
But yeah, just like Star Wars, they have books like fucking all the time for like different Star Trek shit. So he'd go check on them every 15 minutes. And this whole thing continued for about two and a half hours. Of him checking on him in the tub. So at one point in time, Brandis decides he's going to get out of the tub because, you know, he's starting to get pruney. You don't want to stay in there too long. You get pruney. Got to get out. So he tries to get out of the tub and falls. Another thing, detail that I need to put in because I've seen pictures of the bathroom. This guy's bathroom is fucking disgusting. Everything is teal. The tile's teal. The bathtub was teal. The toilet was teal with a fucking black seat on it.
Kayla would like it.
Like, goddamn, dude. Match your shit. That's gross. So anyway. Armin would help him upstairs to the bedroom. And he lays him down. Then he returns back to his room with, you know, for his book. Another couple hours pass. And then he hears Bernd call for him and then hit the floor. So Armin goes upstairs and he finds him kind of in and out of consciousness, gets him back into the bed, kissed him on the forehead, kissed him on the lips, and then just kind of stuck that knife right in his neck, in the side of his neck, and started sawing back and forth until he cut through the carotid artery and his windpipe.
Uh-huh. A little bit more, the head comes off.
Well, from there, he actually continues and removes the head, being sure to you know use a couple of different buckets, pots, whatever, to collect the blood so it's not making a mess.
Well, I mean,
you
know, yeah, we don't need of course.
And also, maybe he had a fucking, you know, a side gig going with Leonardo, and he's like, ah, I know this Italian broad that likes blood.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Except she'd been dead for, like, 10-ish years by now.
Yeah. Well, she read a book or something about it.
The gypsy brought her back to life to make fucking blood cookies.
Exactly.
Again. So, he continues, you know, takes the head off. Next, he ran a bar. Said he ran a bar between the ankles to hoist him up. Well, so I
like
figured
a deer.
Exactly, yeah. Like so, if you've ever processed a deer, you cut that flap of skin between the inside
the
of your
tendon.
The inside of your ankle and the Achilles. You put the bar through.
You lift.
This bar had holes drilled in it, so you could put screw like bolts through it to keep him from sliding off.
Uh-huh.
Hoists him up. Removes the guts. You know, pretty standard shit. He then, after he's got his innards out, he splits him in half, starting at the crotch, working down to
the stern.
Yep, down to the cavity where his head had been. He then washed the body in two halves before continuing the butchery. He wrapped his choicest cuts in deli meat and then kind of taped him off. And then after he had all of his meat, he brought it down to the kitchen, removed everything else from the freezer.
Uh-huh.
He had a false bottom in the freezer. So he put all of his good shit down there.
Oh, well, of course.
Closed it back up. Put, you know, the frozen beef, frozen pork, frozen veggies, chicken, all that. Whatever you got in your fucking freezer. Popsicles and shit. You got rocket pops.
DiGiorno's.
Yeah. Fucking frozen pizzas. You know, taquitos.
It's not delivery.
Gas station burritos and shit.
Yeah.
Those little things you got on the fucking roller carts.
Mm-hmm.
All that. Bam. Right back in the freezer on top of it.
Yeah.
He did save a couple of pieces because that night he made himself dinner. Got himself a nice bottle of red.
Ooh.
You know, got out all of his mother's fine china and her good silverware. Sets a table.
Bottle of Chianti, huh?
Setting for one, obviously.
I ate two no more.
He paired it with Brussels sprouts and princess potatoes, which,
ooh,
since I know somebody, one of you two fuckers is going to ask, what are princess potatoes? Well, let me tell you. They're mashed potatoes that are mixed to a thick, creamy consistency and then piped like little dollops of frosting onto a tray, seasoned and then baked in the oven until golden brown. They sound fucking fantastic.
That's fancy.
I say, now I'm hungry.
It's like, it's too many steps for mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
But still, I'd eat the shit out of it. And, you know, he probably did some like chives, you know, green onion on top of it. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
The good shit.
Fancy,
you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
A little bit of garlic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little bit, you know.
Did the little
crusty salt and some fresh ground, you know, black pepper.
Did the little.
Nail it.
Salt, little dude.
Yeah. Fucking salt Muslim or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever you want to call that guy.
So, in his words, the first bite was strange.
Well, yeah, it's a human.
Well, he said it because he'd been waiting for it for like the past 30 years. He said the first bite was the best food that he's ever eaten. Not just because it's what you've wanted, but you've also accomplished your dream.
Uh-huh.
You know? He said it tasted a lot like pork, but more substantial. And a little gamier.
I say gamey.
He said if he had served it to a dinner guest and told him it was pork, they wouldn't have asked any questions. Been like, oh, okay. That's how much we taste like pork, apparently.
I guess.
Hey, Kevin, what are you doing later?
I got too much fat, dude. I mean, you can make candles and shit out of me, but
I'll trim you.
You know, I got enough muscle. First of all, you got to get close enough to me. I will snap your ass in half.
You've done it once.
I have. So, where was he here? Okay. So over the course of the next 10 months, he ate 44 fucking pounds of human flesh.
Jesus.
For our friends over the across the pond, that's 20 goddamn kilos. That's a lot of cocaine or human meat. Either way you want to look at it. He said he harvested between 55 and 57 pounds by his estimate. He ate 44 of it.
That's a fat motherfucker.
But he only dined on it on special occasions because he knew if he ate whenever he wanted, he's going to run out.
And you also like get fucking, what's that called?
Trichinosis.
Yeah. Or something.
Whatever the fuck Book of Eli virus you get where you get the shakes and go blind.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you got to cook it to a certain temperature. Well, it's the same with like bear.
It's like pork. You can't cook it medium rare. You got to cook it all the way through.
Exactly. It's like bear. Like when you shoot a bear and you cook it, you have to cook it to a certain temperature or you're going to get fucking sick.
Yeah. But bear meat's not great though.
It is if you cook it.
Right. Last time I had it was like stringy and greasy and nasty.
Come over to my house, dude. I'm going to cook it great for you.
Okay, fine.
It's like pork. Don't ask where it came from.
But you also have to remember, bears around here, what are they eat? Fucking trash. It's like eating raccoons. Like,
I'll say you saw that one up on my camera.
Yeah, oh, that was a big fat fucker, though. He's out in the woods.
I'll say he saw him the other night.
So he knew that his meat's not going to last, so he goes back to the chat room. Starts looking for another willing participant. Connects with an Austrian college student who asked him, how many men have you slaughtered? Mivus responded, let's just say I've got experience, and you won't be the first. So the student, being the correct amount of freaked out, contacts the police. Then about 5 months later, after they've conducted a fairly quiet investigation into this thing that's going on, like this chat room, and then tracking all this shit back to him, and the conversations that he's had with fucking Burned Brandis, who nobody's seen in 5 fucking months.
Yeah.
You can kind of...
I don't think you're going to find him.
You can, like, they're a ways away, but you can connect them dots and go, he ate this guy. You know?
He ate him, shit him back out.
Yeah. He's been digested. Let's put it that way.
Is it corn?
I don't think it reassembles like corn, though.
No.
That's magic shit.
I know, it's crazy. Corn and peanuts, for some reason. Yeah. You can fucking just plow through peanuts and just smash them up with your teeth, come out whole. Yeah. Shell and all. It's crazy.
It's stupid.
They're reshelled, just fucking, you know.
Full peanut.
So when the police show up at his house with a search warrant, one of the officers, who happened to be a woman, questioned him about the contents of his freezer. And when she gets down to the special meat at the bottom, she asks him what it was, and he goes, oh, it's from a wild pig. And she then informed him that I'm a wife and a mother, and I do all the grocery shopping, and I know that's not pork. So the police would remove all of the odd meat, like the remaining poundage of it, for forensic testing.
The rest of burnt.
Oh, God. So they also find, they take a bunch of other shit. They take 3 knives, which all have human DNA on them, surprisingly. An axe, which, again, human DNA.
You ever cleaned it?
No, dude. No, this guy was a shit pig. Like, he's gross.
What a dipshit.
And the leather butcher's apron. They also took his precious computer, his video camera, and a stack of VHS cassettes. That was before DVDs, Aaron.
Yes.
I know.
Hey.
You know? We had to rewind shit before you returned it to Blockbuster.
Hey, I had Rugrats.
You remember, like, different colored cassette tapes, though?
I do.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yep.
I remember before they were cassette tapes.
He remembers before VHS.
He was on fucking Laserdisc when he was, like, 15.
He was waiting for the radio.
Scandus? Scandus?
Yeah. I'm gonna watch me some shit on my 8-track. That's an audio format. I caught it before you said anything, and I did it on purpose.
What?
I said I'm gonna watch me some shit on my 8-track.
Okay.
So when he was at the police station, he contacted a lawyer, the gentleman that I spoke of earlier with his crazy ass fucking wearing goddamn German jeans as a lawyer.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A boot. The very first conversation that Armin has with his lawyer, he just tells him, asks him, would you represent me in a criminal case? And his lawyer says, yes, of course, why wouldn't I? What if I'd killed somebody? Okay, I'll still represent you. What if I had killed it, processed, eaten, and then digested somebody? And his lawyer went, yeah, I can still probably do that.
Jesus.
Because lawyers aren't human. They're goddamn vampires.
Well, he's Canadian, too, so he's pretty polite.
He's not Canadian. He's German. He just looks
Canadian. He's
dressed
like it, so yeah, I mean, exactly. He's got to be at least a little polite.
He's playing the part.
So when this goes to trial, he's convicted of manslaughter because
he actually slaughtered a man.
He literally slaughtered a man. But it's because, as far as the lawyer made it, Brandis was a willing participant. So he claims assisted suicide. So Armin gets convicted of manslaughter and is sentenced to 8 years in prison.
For fucking eating someone?
Germany does not have any laws against cannibalism. Okay. So this is the first trial where they show the jury and a couple of other, you know, like media people, a chunk of this video. It's a 19-minute section. And about three quarters of the journalists and jurors that watch this would immediately seek therapy after the trial was over.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. oh, boy. So, again, sentenced to 8 years in prison. He then faces a retrial and would be resentenced to life in prison after another jury has been subjected to watching this bullshit.
With more therapy.
Right. But they decide, because Brandis was still alive and then was murdered with a knife, that's murder.
Well,
we have evidence to prove that you are guilty of murder.
Yes.
So Germany is a little bit different than our old buddies to the north of there, Norway, where Norway has a 20-year life sentence in prison where you get a fucking PS2 and carpet and windows that fucking open. You can just do whatever.
Shit. Yeah. For fucking shooting
someone? Burning the church and stabbing the guy to death, you know.
Hell, that sounds like a party.
Yeah, dude, go listen to our black metal episodes. They were fucking excellent. I love those ones. So Germany has an indeterminate life sentence. Prisoner can apply for parole after 15 years, and if the board denies them, they're only allowed to appeal every 2 years after that. Unlike here, where you can do it every fucking year if you want to.
Yeah.
They have every 2 years.
I thought it was just catch and release here.
Basically, yeah. Unless you kill somebody.
Then it's catch.
Or if you're a black dude that gets arrested with weed, then you're in jail for fucking ever.
Yeah, well, yeah.
White crackheads? Ah!
Ah!
Don't do it again, you fucking rascal. Get out of here.
We had a guy shoot a gun next to my wife's daycare.
Yeah.
He's like, don't do it again.
You're not doing anything illegal. You're a catalytic converter enthusiast. You know?
Don't worry, you're white. It's okay.
Yeah. Exactly. So as of 2020... he's allowed to leave prison and go on walks through town.
Holy fuck.
He's accompanied by a pair of officers. He's given a big floppy hat and glasses to hide his identity. He's not handcuffed, keep in mind. He's allowed to just roam the streets. So,
well, in a way, he wasn't technically violent.
Right, exactly. But the officers are with him for his own protection. Yeah. Because other people still go, oh, that's the wiener eater. We got to kill him. In an unforeseen turn of events... well, in prison, Armin Mivas takes full responsibility for his actions, goes, yes, this is what happened. Again, that interview that I watched, he walks him through step by step of exactly what happened. You know, very calm, very matter of fact. He doesn't look like he's enjoying talking about it. You know, he's not like, oh, man, the good old days when I was just slicing off dicks left and right. You know, he's just having a conversation about it. And, he became a full-blown vegetarian behind bars. He has not eaten meat since he was arrested.
Well, because nothing tastes like
exactly.
Fucking...
nothing tastes like cock.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, he didn't like the cock.
I wouldn't know that, though.
No, he overcooked the cock.
Yeah, he overcooked it. So
yeah,
he, you know,
no, it's the rest of it.
I mean, so nothing tastes like a rump roast or whatever else he fucking ate.
Listen, if this is MasterChef, he's getting eliminated because of the fucking... procedural errors in his in his dish that Gordon Ramsay cannot forgive.
No.
And the other kids are just fucking horrified because there's this adult in MasterChef Junior cooking dicks.
And then he tried to pass it off.
Which I think is illegal.
I think it is.
And then he tried to pass it off and make him try to eat it.
No, he didn't. He offered it to him and he wanted to eat it. But again, I will give him credit because he fucking seasoned the meat. He probably seasoned the water before he blanched it.
Did he at least do...
you salt the water. In there
2 minutes each side.
He said it cooked so fast that he couldn't even...
well, I mean, you do S&P and you have 2 minutes each side for the grill
on a grill. Yeah,
but... you know what he's gonna get docked for? It's because his heat was too high.
Exactly. Yeah. You're cooking on too high a heat. You need to need to ease it into
lower
the heat
down.
you start it slow, you sear in the flavor, and you finish it off in the oven on a cast iron.
Not even
that's how you do it.
He was foolish.
So As of December of 2022, Armin Mivis will be 61 years old. And I'm not sure when or if he'll appeal his sentence, but I kind of hope for every curious penis in Germany that he decides not to and just stays there.
Yeah.
So that's Armin Mivis, buddy. Nice. That's our guy.
Oh, by the way, cast iron, you don't wash that.
No. Not with soap, you fucking heathen.
Sorry, I had to bring that
hot
back
water
up.
Bitch,
I've been waiting for that.
Oh, dude, he got so much shit on Facebook,
dude,
for that.
I know, I was pissed.
First
man.
Off, no, it wasn't that much shit, because some people actually
there was
agreed
multiple people. No, they, nobody agreed with you.
Yes,
you goddamn
did.
Idiot.
Yes, they did.
You had multiple people
no
going,
one agreed
what are you doing
with you. You
I said
no, you do not wash a cast iron.
I said listen, I said I understand.
I started something.
No, listen, I said yes, you do not normally wash it, but I said if it's like got fucking had dirt and all that stuff up, you have to wash it to kill anything that's on it. You have to kill the stuff.
Dude, I'll
then
shit.
You
I'll
then you
shit
season
in it and I'll
it.
Pressure wash it and continue cooking with it.
It just adds character.
It just adds more character.
Yeah.
So
then,
anyway,
that's when you get fucking like diseases,
botulism.
Yes.
I'm
so
still alive.
So that's
which
why
I only
you,
know about that from
why
a Shaggy
you wash
song.
It. That's why you wash it and then you season it again.
Which, by the way, so speaking of Shaggy, total fucking sidetrack here. I saw a thing on Facebook. They're doing another animated Scooby-Doo movie, and they've made Shaggy a black gentleman.
Oh, Jesus.
Whatever.
Okay? The only thing I'm disappointed with here is that we now have Black Shaggy.
Wait,
but he's
wait,
not
wait.
Being voiced by fucking Black Shaggy.
They didn't actually get Shaggy?
No! Why the fuck not? We have Black Shaggy. Why is Shaggy not voicing him?
Well, no. Why is Shaggy not Shaggy? If it's...
Isn't he dead?
No. God, no. He's still alive, dude.
Wait,
he's Jamaican. They live forever.
You say it's animated?
Yeah.
Oh, well, why
oh,
is...
Oh, that Shaggy.
Well, you couldn't get Shaggy to do it in a live action. He's too old.
Well, I thought you were talking about, like, the original Shaggy.
Because, like, Shaggy in the cartoon show is in his, like, late teens, early 20s.
True.
So, real Shaggy is too old.
True.
So...
But, I mean,
but he's
if
not
you
voicing
Black Shaggy,
him?
I mean, you're gonna have the Black Jamaican.
But and... then they're like, well, yeah, Velma's a lesbian, too, and we're like, fucking duh. We know.
I mean, that's just perfect.
First off,
it's like you had to come out and say it, but like we've kind of known that since like 1976.
Can we at least watch it?
You know,
but
like
Velma was still hot though.
Mm.
Velma cosplayers are way hotter than Velma though.
Oh yes,
yeah. I'm just saying.
God damn,
Velma hit a lot. Whew. I'm gonna tell you that much.
Or yeah, I'm starting
to
sweat now.
So anyway,
Velma hit a lot. Let's
Aaron,
just put it that way.
Patreon.com/ Dark Windows Podcast.
Yes.
What? $5 a month?
Yeah. About
get all
five
kinds
bucks,
of extra content. Is it enjoyable?
I love it. I'm a truck driver, so I mean,
yeah,
it's great.
And I don't even have a gun on him off camera.
Also,
so
you head over to
help me.
Blink twice if you're in trouble.
Don't. He's not blinking.
It doesn't matter. It's an audio format. They can't see him.
He doesn't blink.
I'm blinking.
No, he's not. As someone else.
Anyway,
also head on over to patreon.com. Get your next pair of hairphones, earbuds, Bluetooth speaker.
Hairphones. Yeah, hairphones. He said hairphones.
What are Did hairphones? He...
I don't know.
Something. Oh, man, an Ooh. Extra set of ears to catch your shit.
Get your
shit.
Ah, we're good. Okay.
Yeah, son of a bitch. Anyway.
Get your next pair of headphones,
there
earbuds, Bluetooth speaker, or, you know, and you get 15% off when you go to check out and put the promo code of, or discount code of DarkWindows15. And also, going over to Facebook, Dark Windows Podcast, we're on Instagram and Twitter. Dark Windows Pod.
Kind of Twitter.
Yeah, whatever. You know. Also, you can email us. We're darkwindowspod@gmail.com.
Yep.
And you can, you know, harass us. What the fuck are you looking at?
What the fuck I want?
You can message me because Kevin won't talk to you usually because he's...
I do fucking talk.
He can't maintain eye contact online.
That's true. I can't.
I try talking to him all the time. He just ignores me.
Yeah, me too.
That's okay.
But anyway, with that being said...
So... I got something. Well, since we're doing plugs and stuff.
Uh-oh.
Go over to Facebook and check out Bates Rustic Woodworks.
You motherfucker.
I do a bunch of stuff. Check it out.
Okay.
We're going to delete that part just to let you know.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck you too.
So,
we're not.
Now that we're all done there, with that being said, we got to go record Patreon early.
Oh, fuck.
So...
Just because
you can't see out into the dark doesn't mean the dark can't see into you.
And don't cut any pieces off.
Goodbye.
See ya.